This is The Takeaway. I'm Catherine Lanfer, in for John Hockenberry.
And I'm Adora Udoji, and boy, has it been a couple of days of Olympic glory, and of course there have been some terrible disappointments.
Yes.
2 days after American Jason Lezak swam a stunning final leg in the men's relay, the man he beat, the man from France, edged him out in the 100 freestyle today. Tomorrow, another group. Now, let's remember there are other sports besides swimming happening at the Olympics.
Oh, you're making that up.
No, not at all. Track and field. And our friend Lynn Zinser from The New York Times will be covering those events for our partner, The New York Times. Good morning, Lynn, or I should say good afternoon for you.
Yes, it's a good afternoon here, a good soggy afternoon in Beijing.
Speaking of soggy, track and field tomorrow, I'm assuming that will be in tip-top shape. We've all had our head around Mr. Phelps and all of the swimming and gymnastic dramas. Clue us in. What are we up for? What should we be paying attention to when it comes to the track and field events starting tomorrow?
Well, track and field gives you a treat because they are kicking off their competition on the first day with the rounds of the men's 100 meters. And if all of the expected actors get through to the final on Saturday, it could be the most spectacular men's 100-meter finals ever. The three fastest men in history are all in this race, one being American Tyson Gay. The other two from Jamaica, Usain Bolt, and Asafa Powell. Usain Bolt set the world record in a meet in New York back at the end of May. And so this is one of the more highly anticipated events, and it comes at you right off the bat. So that's definitely something to watch.
And it's like the fastest man on the planet race, right?
Yes, it is. It is. It is the fastest man on the planet race. But the Olympics throws in a little edge to it because, unlike most meets, you have to get through four rounds to win a gold medal. So that's a little tougher to do than just to sprint 100 meters and the first one there wins. You have to make it through four rounds to take the gold medal. So it's not always just the fastest guy, but the strongest runner who wins.
Yeah, because you make that really interesting point, which is in swimming, they've broken all kinds of records this week, but that we really shouldn't expect a whole lot of records to be broken in track and field, essentially because the way it's set up differently, like you've just said, four races has got to be a lot more tiring than just one.
Yes, it definitely is. It separates out the strong runners from the merely fast. And so it makes it a whole lot more difficult because when they're fresher in the early rounds, they also don't want to expend energy in a kind of a world record time because all they're really trying to do is advance to the next round. So then by the fourth round, when they are ready to go all out, they've already run three rounds, so they're not exactly as fresh as they might be. Now, Tyson Gay at the Olympic trials ran his most amazing race in the finals, a 9.68, which would have been a world record if there wasn't a 4.0 meters per second wind behind him, which disqualified it as a record. But it was a spectacular race in the finals. So it can be done. And certainly the competition is going to bring out the best in these guys. But in a four-round race with all the pressure of the Olympics, a world record is a lot to ask for on top of that.
Lynn Zinser, thanks for cluing us in on that.
Oh, hey, no problem.
Oh,
my pleasure.
The way, Lynn, real quickly, how's the air there in Beijing?
Well, today it's wet, but it has been very, very, I would say foggy. I'm not quite sure it's all pollution. It's a lot of humidity and haze. It is incredibly humid here.
Lynn,
and the runners are far more worried about the humidity than the pollution.
Lynn Zinser, thanks. Lynn Zinser reports for The New York Times. She's in Beijing.